From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now. In Syria today, a car bomb killed more than a dozen people in the city of Homs. That's also where a beloved Dutch priest, 75-year-old Father Frans Vanderlut, was recently killed. He was shot by a masked gunman who entered his monastery. Vanderlut's death is part of an escalating spiral of violence against Christians in Syria. They're being attacked and kidnapped in increasing numbers, and their churches are being damaged or destroyed, forcing many Syrian Christians to flee. The BBC's Lise Doucette is in Syria, and she spoke to one Jesuit Christian, Father Naraz Samour, who has decided to stay.
It's become increasingly difficult and dangerous in Syria today for the leading members of the Christian community. Two bishops kidnapped in the north, one kidnapped in an area under Islamist control, another shot dead, murdered in the city, the old city of Homs. So to get a sense of the mood among Christians in Syria, I've come to visit one of the leading Jesuit fathers, Father Naraz. Father Naraz, it's been another difficult year for Syrians, for all Syrians, but we've seen more suffering and sadness in a week that for Christians is one of the most, possibly the most important week in the Christian calendar. But with so many Christian leaders who are either killed or kidnapped, do you believe the Christian community is being targeted?
I used to say for a long time, no. I mean, the suffering of Christian community is the same like others. I used to say that we don't have the monopoly of suffering, which is true. But something I couldn't understand, in some areas, some people, why they attack to the Christian symbols? I mean, if you don't agree, you don't agree. I don't have any problem with that. But attacking to symbols in such situation, it's painful. It's painful. So yes, we are from that country. We are a part of that population. We suffer like others. We are, but in some places, we are targeted because we are Christian. That's true. And now, I can't go to some places because if they know I'm Christian, I could be killed for the simple fact that I'm Christian.
With every year that passes, sadly, more churches are desecrated. More Christian leaders, sadly, are killed or kidnapped, and Christians leave. Do you worry about the future of the Christian community in Syria?
If I allow the negative feeling in myself to give me my conception of the reality, my way of seeing the reality, I would say, yeah, I'm afraid about the future of the Christian community. I mean, if they, the majority of Christians, if they had that possibility to get out of Syria and to be asylums in elsewhere, especially in Europe, in America, in Canada, Australia, whatever, they would leave, 90%, I would say, without exaggeration. But I know, on the other hand, some people who made the decision to stay, even though they have another passport or another citizenship or whatever. I would say it's a critical moment for the church in this region, not only Syria, in this region. Several years ago, it was Iraq, before Lebanon, Egypt, Syria, Israel, Palestine. So what future for the church here? It's a question, an open question, yes. And the answer is going to shape the future of that community.
Father Naraz Samour speaking to the BBC's Lise Doucette in Damascus, Syria. You're listening to Here and Now.